Remember acid rain? In the 1970s and 80s, scientists found that rain 100 times more acidic than normal was harming the mountain forests of New England and New York. The pollution was linked to fossil fuel plants in the Midwest. Now, a new study shows that red spruce trees are recovering from acid rain. As VPR's John Dillon reports, researchers say this environmental success story shows the value of science in shaping public policy.
On a steep slope in the Green Mountains, forest researcher Alexander Kasiba does a kind of medical exam on a red spruce tree.
Just measure it to see if I've...
Kasiba uses a long drill-like instrument to extract a narrow slice of tree all the way into the core.
That's just the sound it makes. It's just friction with the pushing through, because it's basically cutting the wood as it goes through. Moment of truth.
This sample backs up what Kasiba and her colleagues observed in a recent study of red spruce in five northeastern states. After decades of decline, the trees are healthy again.
It looks like the recent growth is quite large, and if you go back a decade, they start getting a lot smaller. And even another decade, they're really tiny. They're incredibly small.
Indeed, three decades ago, the news was much more grim. Millions of trees like this one were dying, their needles red and their growth stunted. The reason was acid rain. It's caused when pollutants released by fossil fuel plants downwind of New England chemically combine with precipitation and leach calcium out of the soil. The calcium depletion doesn't directly kill the trees, but makes them susceptible to stress and injury from cold winters. As recently as 2003, a deep freeze injured red spruce trees around New England.
65% or more of the current year foliage died that year.
Paul Schaberg is a U.S. Forest Service scientist who has studied the spruce decline. He says images of dead and dying red spruce forests in New England helped build the case for the 1990 Clean Air Act. That law, signed by the first President Bush, limited emissions of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen dioxide, the precursors of acid rain. Today, the recovery is impressive.
It's real, it's recent, and it's broad scale.
Schaberg worked with Ali Kosaba on the recent research and has studied acid rain and forest decline for decades.
It's a great scientific arc of monitoring, doing scientific research, informing policy, monitoring some more, and with some great surprises like Ali's work showing this rebound in this species that was, you know, the epitome of an impact.
It doesn't get any better than that. That's environmental law and policy at its best.
Patrick Parento teaches environmental law at Vermont Law School. He says the years of research helped prove the value of science in shaping environmental policy. He says it's an important point to remember, as some in Congress and in the Trump administration question the science behind climate change research.
Science is the key. Getting that information into the public debate and basing decisions on facts and not myth, that's critical.
Understanding the science around acid rain and its environmental impacts took years. Gene Likens first documented acid rain in the 1960s at the Hubbard Brook Experimental Forest in New Hampshire. Now in his 80s, Likens says the rain, snow, and mist is 80% less acidic at that forest than at its highest level 50 years ago. He says those early studies provided the groundwork for the 1990 Clean Air Act.
And that's what science does. We ask questions and look for answers to those questions, and then try to communicate that information to decision makers in hopes that actions can be taken to ameliorate the effects of the offending action or material.
While the red spruce recovery is good news, other species like sugar maples growing on calcium-poor sites are still threatened. And other parts of the ecosystem, such as higher altitude lakes in the Adirondacks, are still too acidic. And part of the reason the red spruce are doing better is warmer winters due to climate change. But researchers say northern forests will likely suffer in the long run as the region continues to heat up. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.